I tried to actually look at the themes that Bert and Jack actually explored themselves in their photographs. So there were certain things that cropped up over and over again. So things like what life was like for the men behind the lines, the sort of domestic everyday life, plus the friends that they made, the friends that they lost. So those sort of themes pop up again and again. Also the damage that occurred in France, the devastation that French people would have had to experience in their own country. And then I guess some of the photographic techniques as well. So, you know, Jack did experiment in particular a lot with portraiture photography. So that sort of became a natural theme in itself as well. So I tried to sort of look at what their thematic, what themes propped up for them and try to use that to explore the collection. Also, we really wanted to focus on elements of the war that aren't typically explored by official war photographers, and that sort of helped us decide as well.
It is an interesting insight into this Western Front side of the war, because I believe there aren't many photos taken from that side of the war. Cameras weren't allowed to be brought in, so they've been a bit naughty too.
Yeah. In Gallipoli, soldiers were actually almost encouraged to take photographs because there was no official Australian official war photographers during the Gallipoli campaign in the Middle East. So a lot of the images that you see from Gallipoli were taken by soldiers and nurses. However, on the Western Front, the British government were really strictly controlling what images got out of what was going on there. So when the soldiers arrived on the Western Front from Gallipoli or from Australia, they were encouraged, well, forced to discard their cameras. It was a court-martial offence to be caught with a camera, although obviously they didn't really whip the cameras out when they were actually fighting. So as I said again, you know, sort of see a lot of domestic scenes and stuff taken on leave and behind the lines, things like that. So they were careful when they took their photos, but yeah, they weren't allowed to have those cameras.
And it looks like you've brought it down into different styles. There's a section on portraiture, for example, which they've experimented a lot with.
Yep.
Could you take us through? We're at the first part of the exhibition, Living Behind the Lines.
Yeah, so the exhibition starts with a look at what life was like for the soldiers in the 38th Battalion and, you know, most of the Australian soldiers at the time on the Western Front. So the sort of the camps that they lived in, often they were billeted with French families and they'd have to sleep in barns and things like that. Also in sort of rough hutments, which are kind of these huts that they bought in for them all to sleep in en masse. Things like how they got food, how they washed their clothes, what their equipment looked like that they had to carry around is stuff that you don't normally see in war photography. So I thought it was an interesting area to explore and something that was obviously important to Jack and Bert because they photographed a lot of it.
This section is about the burden of war, which sums it up perfectly, really.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this was a theme that was important to Jack and Bert. They took a lot of images of the destruction that occurred in France and Belgium when they were there. And I think when I look at these photographs, I think about what a contrast it was for them to go from a farm here in Bendigo to France and actually not only see France, which is a completely different country, but see it in this state. It must have been absolutely horrific for the French people as well. And that was another reason why I wanted to include it in the exhibition, because I think as Australians, we focus a lot on, and rightly so, on the immense amount of casualties that Australia endured during the First World War. And the loss of life on the Western Front was awful, absolutely horrendous. But I think it's important to remember too that as a country, we were very lucky that we weren't affected by war in the way that France and Belgium were. This loss of life for civilians was very high and the damage to property was immense, and at the end of the war they had to pick up and absolutely rebuild their entire country to have the same thing happen again, you know, almost two decades later during the Second World War. So, you know, obviously it was something important for Jack and Bert to capture, and I think it was important to include in the show as well.
And then we move over to a section titled A Trip of a Lifetime, which sounds a bit strange after talking about the burden of the war.
The title Trip of a Lifetime actually is a quote from a postcard that Jack wrote home, because for men at this time, particularly young men, this was their only opportunity to ever travel outside their country. Some of them would never have even travelled outside their town or their state. So to have an overseas trip paid for was considered to be, you know, an absolute luxury. Not only was travel very expensive, but it was, you know, extremely long time, took a very long time to get to England, like 3 months on a boat. So it wasn't something you could just pop over and do. And there's no such thing as gap years, obviously. So again, it's sort of bittersweet because they had to go and do something that was horrific, but you know, there was this opportunity as well to see things that they'd never otherwise see. And Jack and Bert I think when you read what they wrote and sort of relayed to their family and the number of pictures that they took whilst they went on leave, you can see that the travel part was a huge incentive for them and something they really enjoyed. I know Bert writes in one of his postcards about how they're all dancing mad and how much he's enjoying going dancing with all the girls. So I think, you know, they enjoyed their time away too. So there's that other side of the war as well.
Now we're on to the portraiture and remembrance section of the gallery of this exhibition, and there are some interesting set of portraits.
Yeah, they're formal in their composition, but you get the real laconic sense of the Australian soldiers, I think, in some of their stance, you know, sort of slouching, holding a cigarette, that type of thing. It kind of thumbing authority at the same time wanting to pose for Jack's portrait. And apparently, I think, from what we've been able to gather from other members of the 38th Battalion, that Jack had a bit of a reputation for taking people's portraits. I mean, we've only got four single portraits, the rest are group photographs in this exhibition, but there is a huge amount of them in this collection. And it was quite difficult to choose, so we had to really pick ones where we felt that you get a sense of the person from the photograph. So we tried to pick the strongest from the collection, but it was very hard to leave people out.